At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome to the fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call the 9 o'clock stretch. Ugh. And folks, it is for real.
Yeah.
When I stretch, I stretch. I like to stretch.
Uh-huh.
I feel better stretching.
Dr. Oz says you should.
There you go. Good enough for me.
Absolutely.
Good morning. It's Bob Rose. It's Greg Cassidy.
Hey.
It's your favorite morning show, and we appreciate that fact very, very much. 907 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I didn't get to finish much of this, but real quick, CNN. Former anchor Don Lemon. Remember Don Lemon?
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I'm telling you this story is because this, I just think it's representative of the left, per se, especially the left media. Here it is. So, he's trying to do a man on the street thing, goes up to some guy.
Well, first off, man on the street.
Well, yeah. So, come on, Greg. So, before he can even finish, like, introducing himself, you know, I'm Don Lemon, right?
Uh-huh.
The guy right away goes, you're a blanking moron, dude.
See, I told you.
And this is so telling.
Okay.
Here's what Don Lemon says back.
Uh-huh.
He says, thank you. So are you.
Okay.
Remember, Don Lemon is the one approaching a man on the street.
Right.
Now, he introduces himself, and the guy cuts him off and says, you're a blanking moron, dude. Like, I know you. I recognize you. His response, think about it, was like a child. Thank you. So are you. He doesn't even understand the concept that Don Lemon, we know who you are. People have watched your show. Now, not enough to maybe keep you there, but people did watch your show. And, of course, you were made fun of. I mean, Tucker Carlson probably made you more famous than you ever would have been on your own.
Yeah.
But the point is, in other words, he's never really had any real interaction. It's always been controlled. It's an interview scenario. Oh, you're on CNN, so you know, oh, it's CNN, it's in charge. Now he's just a guy on the street. So he confronts another guy on the street and goes, yeah, I think you're a blanking moron. And Don Lemon doesn't know what to do with that. He thinks it's like a kid from school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so are you. Thank you. And he did. He grinned, and he tried to then salvage the interaction. It's like, no, that's probably not going to work. The confrontation began when Don Lemon tried to ask where the man was from and whether he lived in New York. Instead of answering, the stranger immediately recognized him and hurled that insult at him. And he says, I'm glad you watch me. Lemon responded again.
Wow.
Not connected there. He's not, not connecting the dots. And the guy says, no, I don't.
Wow.
And then he says, you know, you're full of, you know, stuff. Claiming that the networks lied about genocide in Gaza and all wars. Lemon countered that both outlets had simply reported on what international courts ruled, but the man wasn't convinced. He said, they would never say it's genocide, he said. They were protecting Israel. Lemon tried to steer the conversation away from the Gaza issue, telling the man that he was contradicting himself by claiming not to watch him while also referencing his clips. You must watch me, Lemon said, so you're not making any sense. The man compared it to knowing who George Clooney is without seeing his movies.
Whoa!
Yeah.
All right. Man, this guy's tough.
When Lemon asked why he would walk up to someone and insult them, the man shrugged, oh, because it just comes out, man, because you're big and you think you're something.
Wow.
At that point, Lemon launches into a mini lecture about self-respect, suggesting that the man only hurled insults at him because he didn't accomplish much in his own life.
Wow. It's just spiraling. It's getting worse. Catfight.
I would never in a million years walk up to anybody, whether I knew them or not, and call them a blanking moron, Lemon said. Not unless I had a terrible self-respect and I wanted to lash out because I had felt bad about myself. But the man wasn't backing down. He said, I called you a blanking moron. I don't need to defend that because it's accurate.
I love it. Wow.
And then he said, you know, you called me a blanking moron, too.
There's enough to go around. Wow.
You're doing a man on the street thing, and you just showed America that you've never really interacted with the average person ever in your life.
No.
That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Now, was the guy a little overly aggressive toward him? Yeah, maybe. But remember, you're standing out there with a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
You're inviting interaction. It's not like he was in the middle of a story and the guy interrupted him.
Right.
The guy was the interview. So if you're going to put yourself out there, and of course, you know, the guy didn't have to be that harsh, but...
Well, let me ask you, though, is this another example, because you remember during the presidential campaign, the Democrats literally had to bring in a consultant to figure out how to relate to men.
Yes.
This could be a prime example
exactly,
of that.
This is exactly along the same lines.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really know how to relate to people who...
Real people.
Think differently than them, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Actor Tom Hanks, maybe. He's, I don't know, in that category, but here's the deal. And this came out a few days ago. He was supposed to be honored at West Point.
Right.
And they decided, no, they're not going to give him that award. According to the Washington Post, retired Army Colonel Mark Biegger, President and Chief Executive Officer of the West Point Association of Graduates, disclosed the decision in an email to faculty that was circulated on Friday. A copy of the missive was reviewed and verified by the outlet, confirming Hanks, now 69 years old, will no longer receive the prestigious Sylvanus Thayer Award, which recognizes an outstanding citizen. According to the Post report, Biegger detailed the Alumni Association in coordination with the Academy will not be holding the Thayer Award ceremony as originally scheduled and apologized for the cancellation. The email did not say whether Hanks' award has been revoked or if it will be presented in an alternative format. Biegger, who owned a Silver Star for Combat Valor in Iraq, further added, this decision allows the Academy to continue its focus on its core mission of preparing cadets to lead, fight, and win as officers in the world's most lethal force, the United States Army. And so Trump reacted to that. Yep. He celebrated the news when it came out on Monday that an alumni group from West Point had canceled the award ceremony. The president called the famous actor destructive and woke.
Yep. Like, it's like a lot of them. We like their work, but they are woke.
Important move, Trump said in a post on social media yesterday. We don't need destructive woke recipients getting our cherished American awards. Hopefully the Academy Awards, another fake awards show, will review their standards and practices in the name of fairness and justice. And apparently, the Hanks people, his representatives, have not yet responded.
You know, they probably just shouldn't. They should just let that go and move along.
Yeah, I wonder who put him up for like the award to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably somebody high ranked under the previous administration.
That's where I was thinking. Yeah,
that would be my guess.
Yeah, they love some lefty Hollywood.
Yeah, and apparently Hanks is a real Trump hater. So
yeah, so that's a perfect win for them.
Yeah, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah,
that dog won't hunt. That dog won't hunt, Greg.
Mm-mm.
It is 9:15 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Still have more headlines to get to, more information. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Are the Jewish people in New York really going to vote for this Mamdani guy?
Oh, I hope not.
It doesn't get much more anti-Semitic than that. It just, wow, it's...
A scary thought.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into it a little bit. It's 9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And happy, happy Tuesday. That's a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. So Zohran Mamdani, Democrat Party nominee for the mayor of New York, says that he will direct the city to dump its Israel bonds because he claims they implicate the city in violations of international law.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Where does he get this stuff from? Hollyweird?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because it just so happens that in another story, a group of more than 1,000 Hollywood celebrities and international film industry insiders have pledged to boycott the Israeli film industry because they claim that, well, Israel is working to root out terrorism groups known as Hamas, but what they're claiming is that they're complicit in war crimes, the Israeli film institutions.
Sounds like a planned agenda to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they claim that it rates Israel's film industry for complicity in what it falsely claims is a genocide in Gaza, and looks for examples including whitewashing or justifying genocide and apartheid, and or partnering with the government committing them. So this is a bunch of Hollywood folks that are coming out, and they are boycotting the Israeli film industry because they believe that they're complicit in war crimes.
So how many ways and connections could we find between Hollywood, the lefty media, and the Democrat Party in our country, and things that happen that they would all be seriously complicit in?
Yeah.
I mean, really? We're going to go down that road?
Right.
Yeah.
So back to Mom Donnie in New York, which has a very large Jewish population, and but a lot of them vote Democrat.
Yes, they do.
But this guy is not your... There's no average Democrats anymore, but this guy is...
Well, he's not even really a Democrat. He's tacking that on just to get elected. So
he said, oh, yeah, we'll dump the Israel bonds from New York. I just don't... Is there a large enough contingency of voters in New York? Now, forget about, for right now, the Jewish portion of it.
Sure.
Just regular voters.
Yeah.
They would go... Yeah, we need to dump those bonds. I'm going to vote for him because of that. It just seems like, really?
Know. Yeah.
Now, New York stopped buying new Israel bonds in 2023 as part of a broader policy of avoiding sovereign debt. But the president and CEO of Israel Bonds, this is what he said in an update. While we don't comment on the statements made by candidates, what I can say is this. Israel Bonds is proud of the unprecedented outpouring of support, more than $5.5 billion in investments since the October 7th attack, including major commitments from local governments around the country, including the state of New York. The record-breaking investments we have seen in recent years demonstrate the confidence that Americans have in Israel's strength and future. So, again... The guy could be eliminating a good opportunity and what's considered a false narrative to begin with, that there's somehow there's war crimes or genocide and all this stuff taking place. And I can't, well, I mean, I guess I can believe it. The lefty media just simply won't tell the truth on this issue and won't call them out. So this Mom Donnie guy,
He
just... Honestly, when I just first started talking about him and doing just a very small amount of research, I said, no way. No way is this guy going to win. Not even a chance. But
yeah,
I don't know,
okay,
poll after poll, he keeps showing up and leading the pack. And it's just, I'm like, wow.
And you would hope, and we're, you know, long distance from having to live under his rule. Can you imagine, it's like, why aren't you people, I say you people as in people who can vote for him, do your homework? Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Yeah. I talked to a guy in an airport in New York. You know, it's just anecdotal, but
yeah.
I did ask him about that. I said, are people really going to vote for this guy? And he said, well, I'm not. There's a good chance. And I go, what's wrong with this Curtis Sliwa? I keep saying it wrong, but the guy... And he said, here's the deal with that guy. He always had kind of an oddball image. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Wearing the hat, running around, guardian angel thing. He says, it was hard for a lot of people to ever take him seriously. Mm. And he said, although, you know, in over a period of years, and especially in recent years, you know, he interviews well, he's quite articulate. Yeah, he's got the right positions. But the general public never... It's like they kind of hold it against him that he was that
guy,
Boy Scout, for lack of a better term.
But yet,
and
you
it's
know,
sad.
He was out there trying to help the streets.
Exactly.
And help them.
Yeah.
So that's sad in itself.
It's almost like, you know, like a weird kind of a jealousy that he got attention or something, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
But, you know, I guess if you live there, you get a different feel for some of these things. People that have been around a long time.
Well, I wish they'd get a better feel about Mom Donnie.
Ugh. I just... Kooky, isn't it? It's crazy and it's kooky.
Good show.
Hey, we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about Positive Upbeat Thoughts, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. That's coming up in a few minutes. And you are listening to The Bob Rose Show on the radio, but you could be listening on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or the TuneIn app as well. Or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:36 on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And this just really breaking. Israel's military targeted senior Hamas leadership in Gutter with an airstrike just a little while ago. The IDF and the ISA conducted a precise strike targeting the senior leadership of Hamas. And this came out in a statement from the IDF, and so things could be developing. And you're talking about Doha Gutter, where this is developing, and we were just referencing that yesterday, Greg, remember?
Yep.
I said you've got these the Hamas members, for lack of a better term, that and I said you can't deal with them. You talk about a hostage exchange or something like that. You can't deal with them because the ones calling the shots, they're living in safety in Gutter. Didn't I just say that?
Yes, you did.
Gutter. And Pete Hegseth called and said, hey.
Hey, thanks.
I'm planning something here. Shut it. And I said, well, every once in a while, I just accidentally get something, right? And so we'll get more information on that as that becomes available. I'm sure that'll be an all-day type thing. And you got to help me out with this. Look, I was never, I got to say, okay, I was never big into the video games.
Sure, me either.
But when I did go into them,
right,
I was pretty darn good.
Okay.
I mean, Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man,
oh, yeah.
Pac-Man's cousin.
Uh-huh,
I mean, I ruled them all. I'm trying to think of some of the other stupid guys. Actually, Pong.
Oh.
That's when I broke into the business.
Well,
so did
we all. Don't get us going on how good we were at Pong.
Beep. Oh, my gosh. Beep. So, beep, and, beep. And look, and I miss that whole explosion of the video games that happened so many years later.
Right.
I'm not throwing stones at people to play. I know they play too often. It's they get addicted.
You're
decades, not one of those people.
No, I'm not. But I still have friends that are maybe, we'll say they're 10, 13 years younger than me.
Uh-huh.
That seriously, over the last 20 years, they started playing as teens, and they still take it as serious as they ever did. That's their thing.
To each his own, but I don't know how you can follow some of these storylines, because it's getting out there.
It's getting weird.
Are you ready for this?
Okay, what you got?
So, Marvel Rivals video game is ramping up the LGBTQ plus representation with its fourth game release this month by featuring the sister of Thor. You know, the...
Yeah, we like
God
Thor.
Of Thunder.
Yeah, we like him. Yeah.
The dude with the major hammer.
Oh yeah, Hammer Time.
He it's a completely different
different guy.
Game.
Okay,
you got to get the weird pants.
And yeah.
Anyway, so the sister of Thor,
yes,
apparently is a lesbian with a transgender husband.
Yes.
Now hold on, and again,
really?
I'm not judging. Okay,
yeah,
she's a lesbian. Whatever.
Well, do your thing.
Now,
yeah.
Now, but here's where it gets weird, and the confusion comes in, not for them, but for me, a lesbian with a transgender husband. So I'm missing that. Okay. How can you be transgender and a husband to a lesbian?
So she's a woman.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Likes women.
Okay.
The husband, though a man, wants to be a woman. Okay. And so somehow wanting to be a woman enough was apparently attractive to Thor's sister. And we don't know what surgeries that he had.
Okay.
See, there you go.
Because I'm wondering, defined as a lesbian.
He likes women, but because the husband wants to be a woman, maybe they
That's enough?
Maybe they put that hammer to use or something. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
So that's my theory, just from what you've told me.
Wow.
Well, again, it's all agenda to get every one of these angles into the minds of our teens and college-age kids. Oh, this is great.
And it's work. It used to be, we got to come up with another, storyline for Thor and all that. Uh-huh. And they're like, let's have them travel to the future. Let's do this. And they have to come up with all these ideas. And now, it's like really work.
Yeah.
It's like...
Okay, his sister is a lesbian. But her husband's a... Yeah.
Yeah, be careful what else you say.
I know.
Because I was going to throw midget in there, and then Greg told me, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Dwarf? Dwarfism, that's a real thing.
I know
Now, they're different.
Yeah.
And I do know that much.
Yeah.
What are they called? Little people?
Well, it was for a while, but who knows? It's ever changing, so I don't know. The thing is, it's so much like so many of the things that we've seen. The people that you're talking about...
Yeah, they don't care.
They're not the ones being offended.
No.
It's usually rich white people who are wanting to be offended for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care for you rich white people anyway.
So
stop it.
So let me give you the storyline a little bit here.
Okay.
They follow a villain character, Dr. Doom, who meets his alternate reality self, who is a hero. And that causes a time stream entanglement in which heroes and corresponding villains come to fight each other for domination over the universe. Wow. It is a first-person shooter-styled game, first released last year and already has several gay characters introduced.
Of course it does.
So heroes meet villains, but it's the same person, theoretically.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that concept like... Kind of old, like,
old, yes.
You know, an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Reminds me of a scene from Animal House that I can't kind of do it on the air. But anyway.
Not necessary.
So, what the purpose of this is?
Well, why do they interject it into, a pet supply company? It's like they have to have, the normal couple, the young couple, the mixed couple, the gay couple. It's like they feel the need to make sure they include, they're all inclusive.
The pets have to be gay too now?
Oh, don't get me started on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I tried to put a skirt on Buster. He says, I'm a boy
no
dog.
Way.
You ain't
get
doing
away
that.
From me with that thing.
You ain't doing that to me.
Smart dog.
No, I never tried to put a skirt on.
I know. You wouldn't.
I don't play those games.
No, you just take him to the groomer.
Ooh. That was funny yet creepy.
I know.
How'd you make those flavors don't go together?
I know.
Yeah. what's old Kathy Hochul up to? What stupid things is the governor of New York saying these days? Oh, this is actually funny. I take her side on this. So Elise Stefanik is calling out Kathy Hochul, the governor. And Elise Stefanik is, you know, the House Republican Conference chairwoman. You know, she's a Republican and well-liked and well-respected. She really gave the governor a hard time, though. Apparently, Governor Hochul was talking to a predominantly African-American church audience.
Okay.
And they were talking about these state inflation rebate checks, you know, and how, you know, we're handing those out to help people out or whatever. And she basically said, now, remember, don't just take this check and run to the liquor store.
Oh, that's tacky.
In a predominantly black church.
What, are they going to leave the service, go grab them a Colt 45 and put it in a paper bag on the way home? Come on. That's tacky. That's real tacky.
And apparently, 30% of the parishioners did. Just kidding. It's a joke, people.
Too soon?
From the pulpit on Sunday, Governor Kathy Hochul addressed a predominantly black congregation at True Bethel Baptist Church about the state's upcoming inflation rebate checks. Checks are coming out soon. Watch the mail, okay? Don't spend it all in one day. Get something you really need, okay? Don't stop by the liquor store, okay? Buy something for the kids. Buy them some food. Sometimes I have to stop by the liquor store, too. I understand. It's all right. You should have just let it go.
Yeah, move on. Don't keep digging the hole.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So
Congresswoman Elise Stefanik released a statement denouncing Hochul's language, pointing out Hochul's pattern of dismissive messages toward the black community, raising concerns about a double standard, and pressing the governor to apologize. Now, you see, I think it was kind of funny, and I'll bet you the black congregation laughed, too.
I'm sure that they did.
But here's the problem, and I think this is why Stefanik wants to call it out.
Yeah.
Because, oh, my God, if it was a Republican up there.
Oh, racist.
Oh, my God. That would have been the end.
Yeah.
That would have been the end. Absolutely outrageous, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But which leads to a whole other thing about a governor speaking in the church.
Well,
that all changed.
They can, but it's kind of like, but you've got such agenda in some areas, and New York is one of them where, man, they try to stay ingrained in the black community through the church.
Well, I think President Trump, he actually explained it to me yesterday. And he said that rule that went in where he couldn't be political in a church was called the Johnson Amendment. And that was put into place by LBJ.
Okay.
And apparently the backstory is because he was like vehemently, he was enemies with some church leader at the time.
Okay.
And that's how he was able to push that through.
Gotcha.
But Trump took care of that.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Johnson had his own issues.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Hey. You know what it's time for?
Yes.
Things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is that time for things that make you smile, where you call in or we share with you upbeat, positive thoughts. And it's all brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And Sam, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, fellas. I know there's a lot of people that are going to be happy about this time of year because I'm starting to see all the signs of the oncoming autumn. Just yesterday, I saw the very first Pumpkin Spice Marlboro Light 100 commercial.
I got to tell you, I thought I dropped that call. Did I not hit it right? There we go. I did try this kind of pumpkin ale when I was up in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
They put like kind of like sugar around the rim. I go, oh, this will be real interesting. I have to tell you, it was really good.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And it made me smile.
Aw.
Ocala Bill, what's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. Got engaged. Going to get married December 20th Woo! This year. That's what's making me smile.
Congratulations.
Well, I can do better than that on his behalf.
Yes.
That just happens to be the same wedding date as my mom and dad.
Really?
Yep.
Well, look at that.
Theirs was a long time ago.
Very long time ago. Yes.
December 20th. Isn't that what he said? December 20th? All righty then.
Well, congratulations. That's a good present.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go. We're going to go do The Smoking Gun. Thanks, Greg. The Smoking Gun coming up next. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson shoved a Bills fan Sunday night after the fan shoved him and the wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. This was near the end of the third quarter. Hopkins made a great one-handed catch, and it was a touchdown pass from Jackson. So they're having a little celebration time near the stands. Well, a fan reached out, and he kind of shoves Hopkins in the head, and the Ravens quarterback went over there and shoved the fan backward. And he said, well, yeah, you can't. I realize I can't do that. I'll learn from that. Yeah, but the real learning took place when the Bills actually ended up winning that game 41-40. Ouch! And that's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya!
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart.
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.